This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's about to be a historic bet payoff Friday here. We're in the middle of a quadruple bet payoff, and Eric Chiafalo is fixing to pay off his horrible prediction from last week. Chief, what do you got in mind for us?
Well, we're doing the Eric Kendricks pee your pants payoff, and I've been drinking a lot of water.
Woo.
And a lot of coffee. And it is now time. So I am a bit pee shy. I wasn't looking forward to this, but I have to pee so bad now that I'm actually just ready to get it over with.
Oh,
so now
I'm not sure how to feel about this.
Yeah, are you guys
nervous?
I don't feel great at all.
About
you guys
this.
Don't want to be around somebody with pee in their pants.
You're about to crush this, dude.
My 3-year-old isn't potty trained still, so we're working on that.
I'm pumped. Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay. Well, yes, this is in honor of Eric Kendricks. I did bring a towel. I'm not going to pee in Bassick's chair.
Damn
okay.
Because we
oh, geez,
now, you know now. What. Come on, dude.
I'm about to shave eyebrows here.
Oh, so I don't want to be a subject of any of his therapy sessions.
You'll sit in the chair, right, after?
Yeah, I will sit in the chair, yes. So, I haven't stood to pee in so long, this feels weird. But I'm glad I can't see this. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to avert my eyes.
I don't want to watch
that. Walchuk was supposed to do this with me.
I know, I'm sorry.
But now is this hands on hip?
It's happening.
Oh my gosh.
He's peeing.
Yeah, that is happening. That is a lot, dude.
Oh my gosh.
How long is this gonna be, bro?
It's so warm.
I should have brought more than one.
Do you still have your shoes on?
Yeah.
It's getting in your socks
it's
and stuff.
Into my Crocs.
That's a lot of pee.
Your Crocs.
Dude. That's a lot of pee.
Oh my gosh.
Are you still going?
It's way warmer than I anticipated.
That's an abundance of urine.
Oh my gosh. I don't think this one towel
my goodness.
How does Eric Kendricks do this during games like it's nothing?
Because he's sweating stuff out.
I'm so sorry.
Now I can smell. I think I can smell.
You can't smell
you
anything.
Can't smell
Quit
smell
being
that,
a bee.
I can smell.
I barely had any asparagus for breakfast this morning.
Yes.
You can smell, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can smell. You can smell.
That's not fake, is it?
Get out of here.
That is.
Can you really smell that?
You did your bit. You did your bit.
I'll tell you what, man.
Why are you guys lashing out at me?
Congratulations.
I didn't want to do this.
Take the towel.
That's an incredible amount of urine. These two are being straight up Karens right now. I am proud of you. This is
take the
for
towel.
For the first time, Walchuk is signing off on one of my bet payoffs.
Well, the Nitro Gummy definitely got a sign off.
We got a still
Can
shot
you smell?
Here.
It's like wheat. That kind of a wheat smell.
Gosh, that's a lot. Yes. That's wheat. Bro. Oh,
my right Croc is my foot is swimming in my it's my right foot is
oh,
marinating
no.
in my own so
I did
right
think
now.
Of you during game day last week. They were out in Norman and somebody had a sign that said Nico, whatever his last name is, sits to pee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hopefully just in the comfort of his own home, true gentleman.
All right.
Well done, buddy.
Need to apologize to our next guest as we segue from our second of four bet payoffs. I've just posted that at Gavin Dawson on Twitter X if you'd like to go watch.
I actually can smell it. I don't know that Broadus can from over there, but I can.
Seriously,
yeah, we'll get that
smell
clipped.
Dawson, you can smell it.
Yeah, yes, I know what you're talking about right there. Nick Harris of the Star Telegram joins us now here on 105 Through the Fan. Good afternoon, sir. Sorry about the delay there getting to you.
Yeah, I feel targeted. I don't even know if I should reach out to an HR department or just call Eric and ask if he's okay. But
let's not be dramatic.
Don't be so damn dramatic, okay?
How are y'all?
Well, we're doing outstanding, man.
Not that good.
Yes, other than Chief, we're doing well. How'd things go with Big Mike last night at the podium?
I didn't make my way over there, unfortunately. And no dramatics this time, guys.
Well, I would expect, he's in a better mood after the win. But, they've been saying a lot, we have a lot of work to do, Nick. And how much did last night show that maybe the work is paying off? Or how much weight do you give the success, especially against the Giants' run last night?
Yeah, Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest of wins, but I think there are some positives that you can take away. Like you mentioned, only allowing 26 yards on the ground. That's the fewest allowed by any team in the NFL this season, just like we all predicted going into that game, right? So yeah. Definitely some positives to be able to take away, especially the play of Mozzie Smith. I mean, he looked like a completely different player last night compared to what he's looked like through, about 20 games in his NFL career, resetting the line of scrimmage, generating push. I mean, he only combined for 3 tackles, but it was more so about him clogging running lanes, and that's all that the Cowboys have been asking him to do, since he got here. And so I think just him being able to do that, that helped the second level. And I think it was a trickle-down effect, no pun intended there to you, Eric, to the third level as well.
This is incredible. Okay, so
everybody's so just out of their minds, like, disgusted right now.
Amazing.
As if they haven't seen the Cowboys play in the postseason before.
Yeah.
You're used to people peeing down their legs.
It's very true. It's actually been more than just a one. It's like a 2-ink situation down their leg. But, Nick, what was going on with what Mike said about DeMarcus and Micah? Is this like a big-time concern? Because Stephen Jones told us like maybe Micah could even play against the Steelers.
Yeah, so just got off the conference call with Mike McCarthy, and both of these guys are getting second opinions over the course of the next few days. And he said he'll have more information as far as the timeline goes on Monday. But it sounded like DeMarcus Lawrence is certainly going to miss more time than Micah Parsons. I from the conversations I've had today, I think Micah Parsons is going to miss at least 1 or 2 games. What I was told was that the hope would hope to get him back after the bye week. So if they're able to get him back even before that, then that would be even exceeding expectations. But at least for my expectation right now, he probably misses the next 2 games and then regroups in time for the 49ers.
It's Nick Harris with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Are we trying anything new on offense?
I wouldn't say so. I think if anything, it's integrating maybe a little bit more of Hunter Lippe, which I'm always going to be a big fan of, as you guys know. But yeah, getting him more snaps obviously helped with just kind of establishing some sort of rhythm in the backfield last night, not necessarily from a running game perspective, but from a pass protection perspective, from a, hey, Dak needs somebody to dump it off to here on third down perspective. And he's starting to get more snaps than Ezekiel Elliott at this point. So if I can look for any differences, that was probably the only thing that stood out. But they went to CeeDee Lamb early and often, and then it tailed off in the second half, as we've seen through these first 3 games. You know, and that ended up leading down to the entire offense as well. Not a ton of production there in the second half. I think there's going to have to be some sort of adjusting as far as halftime breaks and what they can do as far as getting out to a second half start a little bit better offensively. But Dak Prescott certainly came out hot last night after that opening 3-and-out, rattled off about 12 straight completions, looked really good and helped maintain a lead that they kept throughout the night. But there's still some adjusting that needs to go on, especially from a running game perspective. It's just awful.
Hey, Nick, I don't know, maybe this might put you in a bad spot. I don't know, but do you feel like that they're using Dalvin Cook just as insurance?
I don't feel that way. I think Dalvin Cook came in pretty late, and I think they're still getting him up to speed on some things. I would be surprised if we don't see him before the bye week. But again, I said that in week 2 that I thought we would see him in the next couple of weeks, and we haven't seen that. So I think Dalvin Cook is certainly there to be used. I think as you see these Ezekiel Elliott snaps start to wind down, you have to start to wonder, okay, does Dalvin Cook start to become an option for this backfield then if they can't find any consistency with Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn? And, I think those questions only get louder as the weeks go by and the running game continues to show that it hasn't been super effective. I mean, last night it was at least mediocre, and I think that's an acceptable performance given what happened the first 3 weeks in that department, but it's still not where you want it.
Yeah, Nick, going back to the offense, and it is a little bit maddening. We were talking about the use of Brandon Cooks and the one big play that he has. It's over the middle. They scheme it up beautifully. They have the pick with Ferguson, as Brian was able to tell us from the film study. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of curls, it seems like, for Brandon Cooks. Last year, it was the same deal. And early in the season, it was a bland, disgusting offense. It kind of seems like the same thing here. I mean, how in the world is it, okay, one time you can scheme it up well for this guy, and then the other times you're kind of setting him up for failure?
Yeah, I think I lean more so to that second point you made there, Zach, about setting him up for failure. I mean, they were trying to force that comeback route to Brandon Cooks last night on multiple occasions. I mean, how many times did they have to see it not work to realize that he's not going to be that physical guy that can create separation on a route like that? You know, you want to get him across the middle. You want to get him out in space. He's a guy that can, you know, whenever he breaks off the top of his route, he can create some separation, but not with these outside the numbers type routes. I mean, it's just, it's not what I've loved as far as a schematic issue on this offense, leading towards Brandon Cooks finding some success, but it definitely hasn't worked through these first 4 weeks. And like you said, we saw it early last season. You know, is there some sort of approach to be able to take and say, hey, we need to get this guy more involved because he can be a weapon for us? I think that needs to kind of have some sort of look in the mirror as we go into Pittsburgh next week.
What are your thoughts on Jalen Tolbert? It seems like he certainly made strides as a receiver, but a couple of penalties and also the blocking seems to be kind of an issue there.
Yeah, I've been bullish on – I've almost tweeted this out a couple of times over the last 24 hours. I've been bullish on Jalen Tolbert's improvements as a receiver coming into this season. He's second on the team in receiving. And, you know, everything we heard out of the offseason certainly reflects why that is the case. You can tell that, you know, there is a connection with Dak Prescott that has, you know, been very intentional coming off of the offseason. But my goodness, he's got to be one of the worst receiver blockers I've ever seen. He just cannot hold a block to save his life. And, and I think that's a situation where the offensive staff needs to look at it and they need to quit putting him in situations where they need to rely on him to make a block. Just because we have seen time and time again, you know, whenever they try to run that outside zone or even when they're trying to run an inside play, Tolbert's letting his guy loose in the slot. And that guy's still able to come around and make a tackle. I mean, it's been that bad. So I think as a receiver, though, if we're talking from that specifically, man, it's been great to see his growth. And I think that's only going to get more impressive as the season goes on. I'm still bullish on his improvements, and I think he's still got a long way to go.
What's your gut tell you on if they're going to be able to stop the Steelers?
Man, I haven't even really had a chance to turn over the page and look at that just yet. We'll see how the Steelers fare this weekend. I'm also curious to see what they put forth from their quarterback perspective. You know, if it's a situation where Russell Wilson is healthy next week and they force him into the lineup, even though Justin Fields has led them at least to this point to a 3-0 record, then I think you could possibly see some sort of inconsistency on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's something you could certainly look at. But if Fields is playing and they establish that running game, then I think you're going to have some issues for sure. They have a physical offensive line. They have some guys up front that can definitely get after it. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, we've seen that defensive line wreck games before. That defense has been so good through 3 weeks. I think their point totals are some of the best that we've seen in the NFL over the last couple of decades through the first three seasons. So definitely a tough environment to play, especially on a Sunday night. It's not going to be an easy one.
How do you like this move to the Star Telegram, Nick?
Oh, so far so good. It's definitely been a little bit of an adjustment, but just a new routine and getting used to being on the other side of the building now. But it's been fun, and looking forward to expanding on it as the year goes on. And appreciate being back on with you guys. I don't know, I didn't want to seem like traders going to Sean and RJ in the mornings, but it's good to be back on with the G-Bag. I'll tell you guys that.
Hey, we want as much Nick Harris as we can get here on your home of the Cowboys. You're doing a hell of a job reporting, sir, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck, Eric. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
How are you recovering there after your bet payoff? Peed his pants about 10 minutes ago.
It's amazing how quickly it goes from warm and borderline soothing to a little bit chilly all of a sudden.
You know? Yeah, I detected that. I thought, you know, that's got to be getting a little breezy down there.
It is, dude. It is. It is pretty uncomfortable. Walchuk can't keep his eyes off me.
Man, it was amazing. I mean, we just got to do an entire interview, and Eric was just standing there with pee in his pants.
Yeah.
What a legendary moment this is.
Only the second time this ever happened.
Two down, two to go. Broadus is going to shave his eyebrows here before too long.
I'm going to get that. Yeah. What time are we on until today? 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Dude, just pee your pants and get it over with, man. It's way easier.
I'm going to shave my eyebrows. I got the thing right here.
Goodbye, brows.
Yeah. We're coming back with Woolchuck's top 10 at 4:20. Where are you taking us, buddy?
It's L.A. Day as the State Fair is open, Lucius. It is the first day of the State Fair. We've got the top 10 Big Tech's Choice Award winners. What's your favorite food at the State Fair? That's next in the Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. If you're tuning in now, you just missed Eric Chiafalo's bet payoff, the Eric Kendricks, which is to pee your pants while on the job. And I'm still not quite sure what to make of what we saw, but you can hit rewind on YouTube or Twitch, 105thethefan.com, and check out our show whenever you want. This segment here, it's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 4:20. I saw Hurricane Helene is now responsible for 39 losses of life, so that's unfortunate as people trying to escape the path of the hurricane and people getting rescued from hospital rooftops. It's just surreal, some of the imagery that is coming out of there. Segment is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to francofirm.com. Here he is, Zach with an H. Here, Willie Bully.
It's open. The State Fair of Texas. We've got the top 10 Big Tech's Choice Award winners. Some of these we have discussed already, but now that it's opened, I figured, hey, let's go through this. And if you're headed out to the fair, make sure you get some of these delicacies. We did just get this in when it comes to the Cowboys and Giants game last night. It averaged 16.22 million viewers, an all-time high for Thursday Night Football on Prime, and what Amazon said was the most streamed NFL regular season game in history.
How about that?
So I apologize to that 16.22 million viewers that watched mediocre football.
Just a ref show.
Yeah, the Clay Martin Show. Thanks, Clay.
Yeah, a couple of more of those will be getting reprimanded. You don't want to over-officiate the game. You let fouls go. That's how we do it, to make sure we have the most TV-friendly product. But I did want to say that this marks the beginning of 1 month of me taking the back roads. You know, you cannot get through there on 30. It probably slows me down 15, 20 minutes during fair times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so this is probably not a good time of year for you then.
You're like, no. Ugh,
the state fair. What the heck's going on?
I mean,
of course,
I love going, you know, and enjoying all the food and the rides and taking your kids. It's amazing.
Hey, can I ask Lucius a question about the fair?
It's amazing how inconvenient and expensive it is.
It's expensive.
I just finished his sentence. That's all.
Lucius, at the fair, when you go out there, do they have a place for you to sit down and eat, or do you have to walk around and eat?
No, there's some places for you to sit down and eat, designated areas.
So if you get
and
one
then
of these,
there's like random spots you can always sit down with tables and stuff at.
Okay.
Watch the parade that comes by.
All right, cool. Because I was thinking if you buy one of these specialty things, like, you know, whatever, you know, with the Twinkie with the, you know,
the fried
butter
Oreos,
and all that.
Bells and whistles,
yeah. That you got to walk around and eat that.
No.
That would be, I'd want to sit down and eat something like
there's
that.
There's an inside eating place. If it's too hot, you can go get some AC. There's picnic table areas.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. The big old food court.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then of course your random bench.
See, I don't ever go to the fair, so I wouldn't know. I mean, I went to the Texas OU game last year.
Yeah, and you were so drunk you don't remember it.
I vowed never to do it again. I just said I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, I mean, that's not an accurate representation of how busy it
no,
is.
That's worst case scenario. It was way over busy for me.
Yeah. I've been there after that game. It's insane.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, it is.
But if you had a place to sit down and eat, I could see doing
that. You got some spots.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Right. And tomorrow night, we get the State Fair Classic. It's going to kick off at 6 p.m.
Ooh.
This game's now 99 years old. That is incredible. Grambling State, Prairie View A&M. You got Grambling looking for back-to-back wins in the State Fair Classic. So if you're interested, that is at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Winner of this, you're going to take home a championship belt. It's a pretty badass-looking belt, too. WWE style engraved with the helmets of both teams, and it's going to stay with the winner until next year. Then the following season, boom, next team gets it. Grambling just keeps winning.
Why not like a giant corn dog? You know, like a giant corn dog trophy. Like, you know,
Fletcher's trophy.
The Fletcher's corn dog trophy.
Yeah, we can maybe get something going with it. Like, I feel like the belts are kind of.
No, belts are cool. Belts are cool, but I'm thinking like.
That's a novelty item,
like
one of one.
A giant corn dog.
Yeah. You know, like Texas OU used the big hat.
Yeah, like the state of Texas, but there's a corn dog on it, you know, kind of.
You imagine it with a little mustard at the tip or whatever?
Whatever you have to do. But a corn dog. Yeah. And you're like, oh, hey, we won the corn dog trophy.
I think it'd be pretty cool. Hey, guys, we got the corn dog trophy this year.
I don't know. Is it rolling off? Say it again. Is it rolling off the tongue?
Corn dog trophy.
But like the whole thing. Like, hey guys,
we won the corn dog trophy.
Yeah, it does sound pretty kick ass.
Hey, guys.
I mean, you know what you're talking about? Trophy. Like Minnesota and Wisconsin play for like Paul Bunyan's axe. You know, it's Paul
Iron
Bunyan's
skillet.
Axe.
No, yeah. I'm totally with you on this, by the way. And it's not an indictment on the championship belt because those are cool. Like,
we can
always cool.
Improve.
But this is very much so a one of one. Like,
Texas,
that's a cool idea.
You know, you play for a hat, cowboy hat.
The Golden Cowboy hat.
Yeah, and now everybody wears the hat, which is kind of
they
cool.
Do. They pass that thing around.
Yeah. Pass the hat.
We'll have that in a few
would
weeks.
You have the corn dog be gold or silver?
Gold.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah. Gold. Yeah.
Gold corn dog.
Golden corn dog.
Yeah.
With the hat, is it a new hat every year or is it the same hat that
I
then
think
goes
it's a
back
new hat.
To the.
Okay. It's got to be a new hat because
I don't know the answer.
They
to
take
that
question.
This is gold plated?
People put it on. Yeah. Like you take your pictures with it.
Yeah, they'd
be strong.
Yeah. But I wonder if they take it off a trophy and then everybody puts it and then they put it back on the trophy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would expect you to know these things, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know much. Supposed to. I'm trying to. I want a corn dog trophy.
I like this idea, though. I think we should get it up to the powers that be. You probably know somebody could get that done.
If Mitchell Gleaver still might be the president of the state fair.
So you're thinking brother. For Texas OU, there's a corn dog trophy, or
no.
Fair Classic,
just State Fair Classic. I'd like a corn dog trophy.
I like this. 877-881-1053.
Belt's cool though. Belt's cool.
Your favorite State Fair food, of course, the corn dog gets a lot of love when it comes to that. The turkey leg was getting some love. Lucius, you going there for dinner tonight?
No, I won't be going tonight. Maybe tomorrow night.
Tomorrow seems like
yeah.
Be some talent walking around that fair tomorrow.
It's gonna be a party.
Yeah,
absolutely. Here are your top 10. Big
Such
Tex.
A corn dog, Brian.
That's a
Choice
corn dog.
Award winners. Most creative was the Sugar Rush Pickles.
Ooh.
Yuck. Sugar Rush Pickles.
Is that brined in sugar pickles?
Yeah, well, it's basically, it looks like a, like, you know how you would get a...
like a chocolate dipped, like they're dipping the pickle in some syrup or whatever?
Well, like the, like they do for brunch, what's it called, the Bloody Marys?
Yeah. Oh.
So it's like a tower of all kinds of...
Let me tell you what, man.
Looking things.
You can make a brunch out of the Bloody Mary if you want to. Put all that stuff on a stick. Put it in a drink.
Brunch on a stick. I like it.
You know, you have the drink, but you put...
Full of ideas today, Brodus. My gosh.
I like what you're doing there. I like what
you're doing. Crab
leg. French toast.
This man's been... It's like he's in the think tank right now. Just good idea after another.
I tell you, I'm terrible at this job. If it put me involved with food, I think I got a chance. Food, I got a chance.
We've also got the Dominican dog, which was best taste savory. It's a double deep fried.
I'm Cuban, B.
It was a double deep fried dish that starts with the frittura cheese and Dominican salami that's split open and topped with garlic, plantain chips, and a top secret Dominican sauce and cilantro.
Yes, please.
What's the Dominican sauce? Sounds amazing. I gotta look that up.
I don't know what the Dominican sauce is.
What is the Dominican sauce?
I do like the plantain chips.
They're excellent.
They're very delicious.
Make you feel like you're eating bananas.
They are. There's also that cotton candy bacon on a stick, which we've seen.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be bad.
Oh, that was one of the items they brought up here.
Yes, we got to see
and
that.
I know, I think Hagee and Corey thought it was pretty tasty.
How about the drowning taquitos? Served in a cup, the drowning taquitos are fresh and hand-rolled corn tortillas stuffed with shredded chicken before being deep-fried. The taquitos are then drowned in a tangy cream sauce, jalapeno, guacamole salsa, shredded lettuce, avocado, tomatillo, pico, and cotija cheese. Did I say the cheese right?
I think you nailed it, dude.
A little too much going on, but it's got potential.
It's, it's basically like a huge cup with everything in there, and then you're just kind of, you're dipping and going with the taquitos.
This Dominican sauce is very similar to chimichurri. You know, they put on steaks and stuff.
Yeah.
So, sauce. It's Argentina. Argentina came up with the chimichurri, but this is kind of a Caribbean flavor to it. So
promising.
Very promising.
We've also got a Big Tex Award winner, Hippie Chips. Now, these are potato chip nachos.
I've heard of a hippie flip.
A hippie flip, but not the hippie chips.
Never heard of chippy chips.
These are edible chips?
Yeah, they're edible chips. They're potato chips that are nachos, topped with bacon bits, fresh green onions, sriracha, the choice of homemade ranch or blue cheese dressing with blue cheese crumbles.
Ooh.
These chips don't believe in showering or shaving.
I will say, these don't sound like crazy original for the state fair.
They don't sound original?
I mean, they're nacho chips. You know, I mean, you can get...
They must be delicious, though.
They must be. If they won, they've got to be delicious.
Do they fry them up themselves, or are they homemade chips?
They might be homemade chips. Could be homemade chips. Maybe that's what sets them apart.
Yeah.
972 likes the idea, Brodus. What do you think? Taking the corn dog trophy, and you're putting a Big Tex cowboy hat on the top of it. So you've now sort of morphed the hat and the corn dog.
How about Big Tex holding the corn dog?
Ooh. Maybe about to take a bite.
Big Tex has got the corn dog in hand. So you get the Big Tex replica and the corn dog in hand.
But he's got it like, it's almost like a spear, like he's like in action. He's throwing it?
No, he's just eating it. And maybe put a yellow cup of beer in the other hand. That's like the state fair
for the
beer.
Mustard beer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's telling us about. Yeah, that's also a Fletcher's
I like the
delicacy.
Idea of a simple corn dog trophy.
Just the corn dog itself. Yeah, no Big Tex.
Back to the original idea.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're shopping it, but I like this. How about hot chicken a pancake poppers? This is a savory yet sweet treat. Consists of Nashville hot chicken, pimento cheese.
Bet your Palmer's out there.
Yeah, is this Palmer's?
I bet he's out there for this.
He is.
Yeah. This is Palmer and Amanda.
Heck yeah.
This is our guy Palmer.
So what's he got going?
So it's Nashville hot chicken and pimento cheese before being rolled into a ball. It's dunked into pancake batter and fried until golden brown, then topped with sriracha honey and hot pounded
sugar.
Okay,
Palmer, I know you're listening. I know you'll text me. We all need to sample some of this, please.
Palmer, you guys crush this one.
Yeah,
this one sounds delicious.
Just send some over for the team here, please, sir.
This one I know we were all fans of. It is the Texas Fried Burnt End Bombs. These are bombs that consist of brisket wrapped with shredded potatoes, bacon and cheese before it's deep fried and topped with raspberry and barbecue glaze.
Bring it.
Yeah.
I'll take a dozen.
Yeah, bring that. For
and
sure.
Then there's the Nevin's Nutty Bar Alaska. The classic Nutty Bar is topped with toasted marshmallows, two Oreos, strawberry souse, and freeze-dried strawberry pieces.
I'm a big fan of the strawberry. I might like this.
You might like this.
I might like this.
We mentioned the bacon on a stick. There's also the strawberry Pop-Tarts beignets.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah.
This sweet treat is a combination of a fluffy beignet and a crispy waffle. Oh, so they're combining the beignet and the waffle.
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
Topped with homemade strawberry filling, a sweet vanilla icing, fresh whipped cream, and colorful sprinkles.
Here we go.
Can you do whipped cream? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's
You're down
delicious.
For whipped cream? Okay. Yeah. The Sugar Rush pickles, by the way, here's the description. Cotton candy flavored pickle slices are coated in three different cereals. Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, and Cap'n Crunch. They're then layered in cotton candy sugar crystals, and powdered sugar before being drizzled with strawberry sundae syrup and topped with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. This sounds crazy. And then the last thing, number 10, Tropical Two-Step Punch. This punch gives fairgoers a taste of paradise.
I think they brought some to us. It was not bad.
Tried some of that?
Yeah, they brought some. Yeah, it was
good. It's a ringing endorsement.
It's not bad. It's marinated with citrus fruits, passion fruit,
vodka in it,
and
rum.
Mango overnight to create a crisp cooler that's fresh, tangy, sweet, sour, and spicy. It's available in alcoholic and non-alcoholic
options.
Okay,
there we go.
So, my goodness.
That's what we're talking about.
There's a lot of delicious options. Of course, you've got your traditions, you know, the Fletcher's corn dog.
I love the fact
funnel cakes, turkey leg.
I love the fact that Lucius just goes to dinner over there.
I mean, why the hell not?
Just show up for dinner, man.
There's so many delicious options. You can't do it all in one night.
Some of the best burgers in Texas is right there at, was it Juicy's Texas Tailgate?
Oh, no.
That burger's insane.
Just show up. Is it flat on a flat top kind of thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, dang. That might get me to want to go over there, man.
I might go over there with the chief. They're just right around the corner over here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Just get a couple of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, let's go.
We're within walking distance.
Not really.
Not quite. No, not quite.
Nice job, Wolchuk.
Thanks, man.
There it is, the top 10 at 420 every afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we have things we liked and didn't like from the Cowboys dub. You can text those in right now at 877-881-1053. Flagtober 2024 begins tomorrow. We hope to see you at the Whataburger nearest you that is participating. Go to 105throughthefan.com/events for our entire schedule, and we'll see you tomorrow morning starting at 9, running all the way into the evening. And we're back with Cowboys here in the nation. Welcome back, Nation. What did you like? What do you think needs to be better at 877-881-1053? Loved Overshone, says the 817. Dude has a super high ceiling. Also, I think Jordan Lewis played really well. Hasn't gotten any love for it yet.
That's good observation right there by that
817.
That texture. That's good observation. He was a good player for you.
I feel like, you know, going into next year, that you have so many needs. If Jordan Lewis's contract is going to continue to be reasonable, he's in the final year of his deal. I know he's getting up there in years. He's got to be 31 or something like that. But I want Jordan Lewis back.
Every year we try and get rid of him. Every year we try and move on from him.
Tough.
He just keeps laughing. He's one of the better tacklers you had in that secondary yesterday.
Yeah, just turned 29. Yeah, he's been tackling his rear end off.
Tough, playing smart. Real,
yeah, absolutely.
Nice. They picked him up on a blitz, though, yesterday.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
I was kind of thinking he was going to, you know, when he blitzes, he has a feel for that stuff, but they got him yesterday, and it was a big play.
214, if wins were handicapped, that wouldn't be worth a full victory. Another 214 says the tackling was horrible.
I don't know. There was parts of it that was not great. I'm not going to sit there and act like that every tackle they attempted was good, but it was better than what it was in the Ravens game. My gosh.
Ravens game was horrible.
Couldn't even watch the Ravens game. I mean, you look at some of the stuff that they did in space, and I guarantee you the fourth down play, you know, Dono's got to make that play. That fourth down and one right there. And that's bad. That's the kind of stuff you when you're watching, you're going, damn, if you just make that play, Dallas ball going the other way, you know, and instead you get 10 more plays run on you and you're now you get wore down even worse.
They could have had like three fumbles. The Giants could have.
Yeah.
You know, it could have looked a lot better, a lot, maybe different.
Heck, they tried to fumble the second half kickoff, you remember.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I think it was Wanya Thomas just blasted the returner and the ball went flying out of there. And, you know, unfortunately, Dallas couldn't get it. They could have had a couple of interceptions, though, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hooker.
They had one, you know.
Singletary was trying to cough the ball up.
Yeah, a couple different times.
Okay, so, you know, there's moments, and if you want to continue the text coming in on that, that would be great. I think maybe the most encouraging thing, I don't know what exactly the numbers will say here, Chief, but being more aggressive with trying to get chunk plays on early downs. Mm. And they showed the stats at some point late in the game, and, like, Dak was, I think, perfect, 15 of 15 throwing on first down for all kinds of, you know, additional first downs and yardage and chunk plays. And, you know, to me, that's like a way where on first down, you have conditioned the league to think you're going to run it a bunch. If you start throwing it more, maybe that's your only opportunity, or maybe not your only, but your best chance to catch them, you know, out of sync with what you're trying to do.
Yeah, and I don't have the first down run pass or the early down run rate at this point, but I will try and find it. You could definitely tell the possessions that worked a little bit better when even when it was just, it wasn't like it was big, huge passing plays. It's just, here's 5 yards to CD on first down, setting you up for success there, or here's 5 yards to Ferguson for on first down, just something there. They're still clearly not trusting the pass protection enough to really want to try and, you know, do some 7-step drops and have Dak sit in the pocket and try and really push the ball down the field. But I think the other thing that was nice, it was over 30% play action on Dak dropbacks last night, which that's something that can that helps your quarterback, man. It really does.
At 877-881-1053, what else? They spent way too much time on defense. Yeah, 35 minutes to 25 minutes,
sure, I did. Think.
Some long drives.
It's one of the reasons you don't have enough points, even though Dak was so efficient and your running game was kind of working. I think we made progress getting Rico Dowdle involved more. He didn't have a massive difference in yards per attempt in the end, but for a lot of the game, it was quite a difference.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see a little bit of the burst. I mean, even on that screen play for the touchdown, Cooper Beebe's out there. He gives an effort to stop the linebacker, but it's not great. The linebacker still has a great chance to take Dowdle to the ground, and Dowdle just runs right through him.
Yeah.
And I mean, even from like a success rate standpoint, it was almost 65% success rate there on Rico carries, and then it's 20% for Zeke, 33% on the Lamb ones, 100% on the Lipke carries, but that was only two of those. But 64% success rate for Rico Dowdle, you'll take that.
They
absolutely
were opening up some holes, no doubt.
I mean, Dawson, what were you asking? Movement. You're asking early down
passing.
Because they didn't have a deep pass. They didn't have anything over 20 yards in this game with a deep shot.
No deep shots.
Because I was just looking at some of the other things but he was really good against the blitz. He was 4 for 4 for 74 yards and a touchdown. That's his MO, right?
Dax
blitz this guy.
Yeah, last year he was fantastic against the blitz. It seems to be something that carries on, but it sets you up, you know, for staying ahead of the chains.
Well, his air
that's
yards,
the big thing here.
Yeah,
anything over his air yards over 10 yards, he was 3 for 5 in this game. Intermediate, he was 3 for 5. He was 9 of 12 versus split safeties. He was 7 of 9 on play actions. He was 16 of 18 short. That's 0 to 9. And anything under air yards, under 10 yards of air yards, he was 19 of 21. So
incredibly efficient day, I think, from Dak to only miss 5 of 27 attempts. And going back and watching the kinds of throws he was completing, if Dak wasn't totally dialed in, pinpoint accuracy, hitting guys in stride, you don't get the touchdowns.
There's still a lot of tight window throws. Slant, he's having to fit that in.
How about that slant he threw to Lamb.
To Lamb, yeah.
That like came over the top of a defender through like traffic, and then right on
right
Lamb. Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful throw right
there.
I think
Dak felt like he had something to prove, and he did.
Yeah. I think that the play that was the most impressive, my goodness, that first quarter, 3rd and 3 to Lipke, where he's having to navigate. Guyton just gets dominated on the inside there, and then it was navigating the pocket and then ripping it over the middle to Lipke. That was an awesome play.
Yeah, quite a bit stuff that, you know, is happening in the game to make you wonder, like, is this progress or was it just the Giants? Like, the Cowboys gave up the fewest yards on the ground to any team all year long. You know, and after what we saw against the Saints and the Ravens, it's like, wow, did they get shook into being professionals or did they just have an advantageous matchup? You know, that's what I would have thought if it was, you know, 3.5 per attempt. But this was 1 yard a carry for a guy who'd been having tremendous success as your running back. And, you know, your quarterback is one of the most athletic and fastest quarterbacks out there. The Cowboys totally shut him down. How much hope does that give you that they've figured something out there, or they are now playing with the kind of discipline that it takes to get the job done?
I think defensively, the run defense is the biggest hope that I have from this, right? Because, I mean, look, I don't think the Giants are as good a running team nearly as the Ravens or what the Saints provided.
No, no.
I don't think the Saints moving forward without McCoy, their center, will be quite as good.
I agree.
That's
on that.
A huge loss.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, the Giants just aren't giving you as much of a test in terms of what they're doing scheme-wise, but offensive line is better, and what they did was dominated them last night. Like, what Mozzie did was great, but I still have big-time questions moving forward offensively where this team's going. I mean, everything we just talked about with Dak was predominantly in the first half, and to me, it still looks like a very static, stale offense. The play action, that's great moving forward.
That's the one thing tangibly that they did
more.
Different.
Right.
Right.
And they got to find a way to get Cooks more of what they did with that one catch that he had for 16 yards. And the running game, I think, will get better. But the lack of motion, I mean, to me, Mike McCarthy's offense is totally outdated. I don't think he's a good play caller. They got to figure something out yeah. with that. Like, whatever they did after the bye, which might have been, hey, Dak, you take over the reins here, maybe go back to that.
That's what a lot of people think, is that, you know, Dak and maybe CeeDee had quite a bit of influence in getting things adjusted last year to open it up, get more aggressive, get more motion. And I was hoping that after the disaster of week 2 and 3, we'd see signs of that. Last night we didn't. We also did not see the Cowboys force a punt until the third quarter.
Right, right. That's part of the thing with the defense. I mean, the Giants had 4 drives that were double-digit play drives. I mean, they had 5 scoring drives. So it wasn't like there were plenty of moments where you could have gotten off the field, but you can't really depend on your pass rush
no.
either. So that's tough.
All right, G-Bag Nation, here we got 3 down and 2 to go. It's a double bet payoff expressway coming up at 5:20. We'll talk with Eric Nadell. Brian's going to shave his eyebrows. I have the Mr. Misty bet payoff where these psychos are going to be equipped with 2 spray bottles, and for the better part of 30 minutes, they're going to be able to squirt me whenever they'd like. It's like they're going to be a pack of 4-year-olds. You put a squirt gun in a 4-year-old's hand, they're gonna come and run at you and squirt you when you least want it. So we'll see how crazy that one is. I can't wait to see Brian with his eyebrows completely shaven. I think the deal there is the skin under the eyebrows doesn't get tanned, so it'll be like he's just got like 2 pale strips over his eyes. That's what you're in for.
Should be interesting. Yeah, should be.
Okay. In addition to the finest coming up next, though, Chief, what are we looking at there?
More Cowboy observations on a Cowboy victory football Friday, and we'll get you set a little bit for your college football weekend as well next year in the nation.